station. This is KO4NUE radio check, over.
4NUE, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. Radio's working just fine.
And I got my new radio in today and been down here trying to figure this thing out. So many buttons and menus and this, that, and the other. I'm afraid to touch anything.
Yeah, you're sounding good. You're getting in the repeater full quieting. So it's whatever you've done so far is working.
Tell me about where you're located.
Atlanta. Just kind of the part. There's a Bowling Spring.
Well, you got any helpful tips on trying to explain to your wife how much this thing cost? And she's sitting here looking at me like, any ideas, man? Can you help me out?
By the ways, my wife found my radio to be a good investment was listening to the Greenville Skywarn. So anytime you get bad weather, you can listen to that. And you got people that will kind of report on the bad weather. So hopefully, it's, you know, just a tornado or whatnot, my wife will turn the radio on and listen to it just so she can hear that.
You got a frequency right off the top of your head for that?
Second, I'll look it up. We've got a couple different ones. You can go to gspskywarn.org is their website, but their primary repeater is the K90H, which is in Greenville. I think it's on Caesar's Head, same as this one. I don't know if it's that location, but it's 145-470 with a PO tone of 91.5. This is KO4CEF.
Thank you much, CN. This is KO4NUE. Thanks for the response. And 7-3, all clear.
KO4CF, I'll be clear.
4CES, this is KO4HKX.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I got some good news today, so I'm feeling a little better about things.
What about the truck?
After that, supposed to be checking the mail, so we'll see.
Awesome, man. It's been a long, hard battle for you. That would definitely be awesome.
It has been definitely a trying time. But then I get to start the process of getting another truck, which I already got one lined up. But I got to go get it and get it all set up and loaded.
You got one already set up, or not set up, but picked out. At least you don't have to go through that part of it. But, yeah, I bet it's a pain in the butt moving all those tools into a new truck.
It's definitely time-consuming, but the hard part is finding somewhere where you can park them tail-to-tail and change everything over for me.
I didn't think about that. Church parking lot would be good. That's what I used when I got my travel trailer. I took it in my truck to go park and try it out. That way I could learn it that way. It's just an idea.
Yeah, problem with that is most of the churches around here won't allow heavy trucks in.
I can see that being a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done it before, so we'll just try to figure it out again.
Have fun.
Take a trip up the mountain.
Help, I would do it, as long as I ain't working, but yeah. I don't know how it is from where I live in him and where you live, but, you know, I'll do what I can.
It's about 45 minutes to get here. I don't know exactly where you're at in Inman, but once you get to the state line, I'm only about 25 minutes away.
I guess I go straight up 26. Yeah, I don't live too far. Just about, I'm on exit 10, so about 10 miles to the North Carolina border.
You're not too far at all. It might be quicker for you to cut over to 25 then.
Up 25, it's not too bad. I've definitely considered it with the travel trailer. I've still never taken my travel trailer up in the mountains. I mean, I'm sure my 250 can do it, but that's a little more than I know that I'm comfortable with is going up Saluda grade, so I've always considered 25.
Take it up 25, you'll make it up Saluda grade, no problem. But, yeah, you already come up sometime. This is a nice little campground, not too far away.
Might do that. Actually, I need to Now it's starting to warm up. It's time for tent camping now. I'm ready to start getting out and about and doing some of that. We keep the travel trail down the beach now, so either that or I might have to look at a pop-up or something like that. Give me another one of those.
Give me a little time, and the land I bought will put you a little place in there.
Be a good way to do it. Bring the family up there, and we'll make a night of it.
So you tried sending me a SMS over DMR yesterday?
Man, it's kind of janky. I don't know, and it could be the radio because mine's a little TYT, so it's nothing expensive. But when I first sent it, I sent it over the PRN that I was telling you about, and I realized that probably was not the way to go. So then I sent it a second time over the hotspot, and but I don't know how it works. I don't know if you got to be on to get it, or does it show up later, or anything. I was just trying it out and figured I'd give it a shot. So this is KO4CEF.
KO4HKX here. I'm not exactly sure how to set it up, but you can actually send a text message from your radio to a cell phone.
The same system that is for APRS. Because I've done that before. I can send a text message from my radio through the APRS network, and it'll come out. SMS gate or something like that, I think it is. I wonder if that's that same system.
You put in, did you get your North Carolina PRN set up in your radio?
It was either radio or your code plug. I can't remember, but yeah, that was it.
Received it.
It's a pain in the butt to bang that out on a old school, boy, God, I don't remember what you call it, the alphanumeric keypad. It's a pain.
Nowadays, they ain't got no clue about texting, do they?
It's back some bad memories, but I'm a lot slower at it now than I was back then. But, yeah, it was pretty rough. I can't believe there's no other system to send messages into the thing, but I guarantee it's probably not used a whole lot anyway.
All right, but if you were out somewhere where you didn't have cell service and you could hit the repeater, then I see a benefit there, but that's really the only time.
And that's why I went through the APRS thing. That way I can see, because I know we like to go to Tennessee and stay at Cades Cove, and when you get up there, there is no cell phone service. I mean, it's just a hole and nothing gets in or out. So until you go to the next town over, you ain't got to hope. But I figured maybe one day if we ever go up there and stay again, that way I could at least tell the family we were up there or something, and through the APRS network.
With you about setting the APRS up on the computer side when you get into the APRS, I don't know how to get started on it. I think I've got it on the radio ready to go, but I'm not sure on the rest of it.
Give me a call sometime. I mean, from the computer side, there's not a whole lot you need to do unless you're going to set up like a digipeter at your house. But, I mean, besides the website where you can just monitor it, and there's a couple different things you can do. And, I can't remember the guy's name. He's got a couple videos on it. But there's some good YouTube videos on how to set up, like, do the text messages and stuff as well. That's where I learned a lot of mine. But, yeah, you got my number. You can give me a call or text me anytime.
Roger that. I'm trying to figure out how I missed the SMS. When did you send it?
I remember exactly what time I sent it. I mean, it wasn't late in the day, but it was still kind of early during the day.
I'm just trying to figure out how I missed it. I've got some kind of, looks like an envelope message on the top of my screen up there where your GPS and all that's at, but I'm not sure what it is. I might have to look and see.
I'm buying the Anytone mobile radio now, and I don't know yet. I don't know if I want a DMR mobile radio on my truck yet or not.
When I get this tool truck, I'm going to see about finding me another little radio to put in it, and I may go with one of the Anytone DMRs in there just for ease of installing, because they're pretty small, too.
Probably will avoid BridgeCom, but what's the name of the Power Works. I've ordered some stuff for the all the Anderson Power Poles. I order stuff through them, but I may end up ordering an Anytone through them if I decide to pick one up. And I just got your message on my radio.
On the North Carolina talk group.
Got mine scanning right now, so it's just kind of going through the all the Spartanburg PRN, the, all the chat channels, and it scans the hotspot. I've got that, and there's another channel that it scans, but yeah, it's just constantly going through them all day long.
When I get some more time, free time to sit down and actually spend a little more time with it, I can figure out more about it. But right now, I haven't had a whole lot of free time to do it.
I would definitely program in the that PRN network. I mean, from what I understand, it spans all of, well, not all of, but it spans pretty much the whole state of South Carolina and up into North Carolina. They have a bunch of repeaters on it as well. So theoretically, I can key up the Spartanburg repeater, and it will key up all the repeaters that are on that same network, or you can go to chat channels, and then they have a specific South Carolina one down here.
My next question was the talk group, how to get use those properly.
Guru on the DMR yet, but I think a lot of them are on the talk group channel 2. Some of them are on channel 1. I don't know whatever time slot 1 is, but I don't know. I just know I was on the SC Heart website, and that's where I first learned about it, that they had the whole network. I mean, they actually link the repeaters up on the weekends down here, but with the DMR, you can also do the exact same thing pretty much all the time without having to link the repeaters up manually.
KO4JQR.
Station.
KO4JQI. Yeah, you're correct. So on the DMR, on the PRN system in the Heart system, your local talk groups or your PRN, or your Spartanburg local or Greenville local will be on the first slot, and then your PRN will be on the second slot.
Thank you for that information.
I had no problem. I just heard you guys talking about it, and I love messing with DMR, so there you go.
We're just trying to figure it out, so any guidance you can offer, we'll be glad to take it.
I mentioned going to the SC Heart network website. There's also templates you can download for certain radios that you have. You can download the code plugs. They have everything already in it. You can either do South Carolina or the NCPRN network-wide talk groups as well.
What I had to end up doing was downloading one of the code plugs, modifying it for my TYT, but that's how I got all the SC Hearts programmed in. Plus, of course, the PRN was included in it as well, but, and then I just added the code plug for my purposes.
Yeah, absolutely. Just don't try Greenville right now. That site's down. It's being worked on, but other than that, yeah, you're on the right track. I mean, it's just remember your, the biggest thing for me getting into it was remembering the slots. Which one goes where and which one's your static?
Turn up front. Patrick, go ahead.
You're thinking about what he was saying. I'm trying to figure it out. Like I said, I'm still new to it, and I didn't program mine. I just got it that way so that I could go with it. So I hadn't messed with the code plug a whole lot at all yet, other than downloading it, copying it, make sure it's backed up.
Take a look at it. Just open the code plug one day and just go through the your time slots and everything, because you got to think of it's a TDMA system. So one repeater handles two time slots, and then depending on what talk group you want, kind of like a trunking system, is what time slot you put that group in. So if you want a static all the time slot, the repeater is set up to only have the local on that static talk group, and then the second talk group is the fluid talk group that changes.
Okay, I think I got what you're saying there.
And on that SC Heart website, there is a whole article written by KN4SWP Littleton, and it explains pretty much everything you really want to know in layman's terms on how it works. It helped me out a lot.
Website again, one more time.
Just SC Sierra Charlie Heart Network, and that's who controls all the repeaters in South Carolina, and they have some good articles on there about it.
Roger that. I just pulled it up, so I'll use that information.
But hey, didn't mean to interrupt you guys, but I'm going to back on out. I'll be clear on your final. KO4, JQY.
For JQY, thank you again. I'll say 7-3-3, KO4, HKX.
Thank you for the information, sir. KO4, see
you. Back on out of here before the net starts. That way we don't tie up the repeater in case they need it. So I'll say 7-3-2, KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Talking to you tonight. I can see if you need any information on the PRN, you can hit me up or text me, and I'll answer what I can. Like I said, I got lucky. I was able to get that code plug from the SC Heart website working, so that saved me a lot of time. Then I just made my own home zone group or whatever in my code plug, and that's I put the channels in I wanted instead of just kind of being such a broad system. So, but other than that, I'm gonna say 7-3s and. Or hopefully I'll 4CF, and I'll be clear.